Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, Lewis Black here. And before I start my rantcast, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be hitting the road. That's right. On September 21st, I'm going to be back out on tour. And it all begins in Victoria, Canada, and then goes on to Vancouver, Canada, and then goes on to Spokane, Washington. The next week, it all happens in Ketchum, Idaho. I don't believe I have not been there. It's the home of Sun Valley, and I'm quite excited about going there. I'm quite excited about also that week returning finally to Salt Lake City. It's been too long. Go to lewisblack.com. I'll be in Cleveland. I'll be in Cincinnati. I'm going to Biloxi, back to Biloxi, Mississippi. I could go on and on and on, but check out the website, lewisblack.com. Please come out and join me. And if you hear this, this announcement, tell others, tell them to go to lewisblack.com if they're fans, or even if they're not fans and they're looking for something to do, point it out to them. And you tell someone, and then they'll tell someone, and then they'll tell someone. And by the time it gets to the last person, they'll show up in another city that I won't even be performing at. And I hope that they enjoy whatever show they see at that theater. I really look forward to getting out of this cable access studio and coming out and seeing people again. I am losing my mind here. I'll be back in a moment with the Rantcast. This could all go horribly wrong at any minute. Hello there, and welcome to the 143rd edition of Lewis Black's Rantcast, entitled Inmate P01135809. That is, get a pencil, P01135809. Splendid numbers. To be used in any lotto or Mega Million situation. Those are the numbers you're going to want to pick from, because I think they're going to be very lucky for you and will work out splendidly. I wanted to entitle the last week's 142. This would have been the title of it, Inmate P011. I love saying it, 35809. I just love saying it because it goes beyond any meaning when you put the numbers out there. It just takes us into a whole other realm. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, go online and it will tell you who that refers to and why I'm a little excited by it, because it's P01135809. He who shall not be named has numbers instead, which makes my life a lot easier. And I may be referring to him as that until he is either pronounced innocent or guilty. I'm actually not in the United States as I'm speaking to you. as this edition is coming out, because I am fled, really, from P01135809 to spend time in Ireland. And I am going up the Shannon River with friends, and I'm also going to be celebrating my birthday there. This one really exhausts me to say, my 75th birthday. And it's, and I know that's supposed to be some sort of a landmark birthday. It just makes me go, ugh, I am old and I'm happy. Well, there's a, I guess the Ted Lasso I saw the other night has that, Cat Stevens song. And that was, I'm old, but I'm happy. And that's, I can't remember the rest of it. Why? Because I'm old, but I'm happy. But 75 is just kind of hits you between the eyes. And I thought, you know, I was on my way over there early, or just so I would get time in part in a pub there and have a pint of Guinness. And I thought that might be a good way to bring in the 75th year. I really don't know what would be the good way. And birthdays at the end of August have always been a little slippery for me. And in a year in which my mother has passed, and now I am, for all intents and purposes, an orphan, what better place to spend it than with the good people of Dublin, sipping a pint and of that marvelous brew concoction. It is where you should have Guinness. If you never liked stout, try it. It is well worth it. It is a dessert. It is a meal. It is a joy. And I don't drink a lot of beer anymore, and I love the Guinness. So I look forward to that. And I look forward to heading up the Shannon and spending time in Ireland. It's really quite lovely. And I'm really there in part to escape. I'm also there in part to appeal to the Irish people, as I do whenever I'm in another country and performing, which I will be there to practically no one. An interesting twist of fate with that. Maybe it'll change. Maybe they've forgotten how to count there. But I do know that I am really need to, as I always do, to appeal to the audience to please invade us. It's so obvious. They watch us. They know that we don't know what we're doing. Come help us. You know, and we won't even notice that you've invaded, because we are that fucked up, I think. 5 years later, people going, gee, things are really working out. What happened? Well, you know, 5 years ago, the Irish invaded us. But really? No shit. The Irish? Wow. You know, Dublin and then on to eventually, I'll leave out of Shannon, but I'll be going also to Galway. And if not, maybe I can get them, if they don't want to invade us because they are a peaceful people, that maybe they would send over some of their mental health workers, as many as we can get our hands on. And maybe they can help us, since they have a reality that they share. They have a shared reality. I'm saying this to you and to myself. They have a shared reality. It's shared. They share it. Unlike us, who have lost any sense of that, we wish to live in two separate, entirely separate realities. One which doesn't even seem to have a basis in science anymore. And maybe they could come over and help us again. You know, get back to that one reality, which would kind of help us move forward as a people. But, you know, what are the chances of that? Sadly, I won't be here for the kickoff of the football season. I might be able to catch it over there, you know, late in the day or something, or in the late evening, even night. I probably won't get to see the Washington Commodes play, but hopefully we'll get on track. We got a new quarterback. Who knows? I don't think it's going to be the greatest of years, because already my Orioles have gone way beyond, the Baltimore Orioles, way beyond any expectation I had. And hopefully without me here, because I've watched them a lot, and rarely have I watched my teams play in the past 10 years and watch them win. And so I'm hoping that they don't need my presence. I don't think they do. I think it's a terrific team. They're fun to watch, and it's a really exciting time. And it's especially exciting to be in New York City when they're weeping over their Yankees, who are just in the shitter. And that gives me joy, because they were laughing. They've laughed and pointed at me. So I don't want to hear it from anybody. I don't. I'm you know, you got a rant you want to say about the Orioles or about, you know, how I've gone after your Yankees. I'm not going to read it. I'm not. Because year after year after year, boy, you got a boy. Look at your team. We're so good. Well, not this year. Things have changed. All right. And so good luck. Is all I got to say. And I don't know if we can go the whole way because Atlanta is like a power. I mean, just stupefying. And there's a few other teams I don't think we can get through. But who knows? You know, but I'm just glad that we're in it. I'm glad we're competitive. That's all I wanted. And I'm hoping, and I think that the Commanders will be competitive, but I don't see a lot of wins. But we'll see. We got that new offensive coach from Kansas City, and he's already worked the guy so hard, they're weeping about it. So that can only help. And that's really it. I don't have a lot to say. I hope all is going well back there. I hope you're all doing fine, that everything's rolling along. And if I can, I will be back with you next week. If not, I'll take that next week off, and we'll see you the week after for episode 144, edition 144, as I like to say. I have a little something to read to you before I head out. It's unbelievable that we continue to do this. This is how we destroy ourselves as a country. New York University has fired, listen to this, a revered chemistry professor after students complained his course was too hard. It takes your breath away. It's moments like this that create asthma. Are you kidding? Seriously? The teacher was too hard? Listen to what the teacher was teaching. Maitland Jones Jr. wrote, in 84, wrote the seminal 1,300-page textbook, Organic Chemistry. He wrote the Organic Chemistry textbook. The reason I did not even go near the idea of medicine on any level was because you'd have to take organic chemistry. And it was literally like it would be like going to a real haunted house. This is, it's impossible. It is what separates the folks who are really gonna go on and do the great work, is that they can memorize this ton of shit. And I certainly couldn't, but they think it's too hard. That's what organic chemistry is. It's fucking hard. It's fucking impossible. A 1,300-page book he wrote, and 84 years old, and it's 82 students signed a petition complaining that their low grades did not accurately reflect the time and effort put into this class. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? He's 84, so you might have thought of retiring him early. You might go in and see if that's the case. And the NYU ended his contract saying his work did not rise to the standards we require. And what are those standards, NYU, huh? What the fuck are those standards? Explain them to me. How do they work? The standard is that the course should be easy. It's organic chemistry. You can't let people get through this shit and then move on to the next step of moving toward becoming doctors. Nope, 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 nope. Doesn't work that way. And so I'm sorry for Mr. Jones. And I'm sorry for the university. And I'm sorry for those kids. But we can't be doing this. We can't be making it easy. It isn't easy. You know, it's like the same thing with, you have to teach kids about slavery. You have to do it. You have to show them the good with the bad. And you have to give them the easy courses. There are plenty of easy courses you can take. The fact that you took organic chem with other hard courses, you're a fucking idiot. And that's all I got to say, and I'm going to move on because I've got to go back right now in the here and now that I'm in pack for that trip. And I want to thank you for joining me, and I look forward to telling you tales when I return. I'm wishing you a splendid week and a lovely September, and I hope that all is going well wherever you dwell. That's really, I feel that way because I'm kind of in an upbeat mood because I'm getting the fuck out of here. And it's not so much the work I'm thinking about leaving behind. It's the insanity to get away from it. It's like breathing those little champagne bubbles. You just get giddy. And I am. And that's a word I rarely use for myself. I hope that you enjoy these rants that I read as much as I enjoyed reading them. And they just get better and they get better and they get better. And I'm sure that if there's one you want to respond to, do it. Pick it up directly, go after it. And if you've got something you want to get off your chest, get it off your chest. I'm here to read it for you. And that gives me a great deal of joy. And thank you for sharing with me. It means a lot. It's a privilege and a pleasure to spend time with you, and I mean that. So long.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is from Ed Eddy, if that be his name. And it's a quickie, but spot on. The notion that a sitting president convicted of a crime can pardon himself is insane, but supposedly has our greatest thinkers scratching their heads. Please straighten them out, and I will, okay? It's insane, as you say. It's that simple. There's nothing I can straighten them out. It's absolutely nuts that the president can pardon himself, okay? Can't be done. Shouldn't be done, okay? I will allow the president, or any president, I will allow any president to pardon themselves if they can actually give themselves a blowjob, okay? If they can give themselves a blowjob, then I go, okay, you can pardon yourself. But we got to see it. It's got to be live, and it's got to be on TV. Not on a phone, on television, on a big screen. Where we, okay? All right. Thanks, Ed Eddy. It's like Eddieist. Tom Robert, I'm going to cut to the chase on your rant here. I am fucking sick and tired of people saying with every response, no problem. Everywhere I go, every time I ask a question, all I get is no problem. I ask a waiter for a glass of water, and what do I get? Sure. No problem. I don't expect there to be a fucking problem. What problem could there possibly be for getting a damn glass of water? Then, when you thank the prick for bringing you the water, what do I get for a response? No problem. It's everywhere you go today, and anything you ask, you get no problem. I go and drop off a package to be delivered. They take it, and as a courtesy, I thank them for doing their fucking job. And what do I get? No problem. It's fucking everywhere. Is everything a fucking problem? Should I consider myself really lucky for not getting a fucking problem? Is the whole world a fucking problem? Dumb question. Dumb question. But for this rant, I'll stick to the no problem theme here before I create a fucking problem that will knock the earth off its axis. You really have that many fucking problems in this messed up world that I should feel lucky that I have no problem? Fuck! We are all screwed. What if I want a problem? Do they ever think of that? If I hear no problem one more fucking time, they may have a problem. What the fuck ever happened to please and thank you? Are manners a thing of the past? Fuck! Give me a break. I'm going to end here because I think the fucking message got out. No problem. Huh? Now get back here to Providence, please. Problem? Tom, you've really nailed something I even find myself saying it. I'm an idiot. I do that in texts. So that way, if somebody's there like you who's really fed up with saying it, they don't punch me out. And don't punch somebody out for saying it, Tom. Just allow yourself to see this too shall pass. And thank you for getting out something that I think has been bothering a lot of people. And thanks for sharing it. It's surprising that more people haven't yelled about that because it's constant. It is constant. And it's no problem. An extended rant from Ricardo B. I'm your typical Mexican, Italian, British man. You know the type. And I'm here to finally lay it all out in the open. I hate social media. I'm old enough to remember the days when Facebook was a nice way to spend the time stalking your old girlfriends, finding out which of your friends got bald and who got divorced. But now things are different. Since the arrival of TikTok, now every single site must include shorter and shorter videos designed for a generation of people with the attention span of a goldfish. Don't get me wrong, there's some amazing content developers out there, but that's how they get you. One short video hooks you in, and the next thing I know, I've wasted hours going down a never-ending spiral of tailor-made recommendations. Because the algorithm decided that if you spent more than 5 seconds watching a video of idiot drivers crashing their cars on a highway, then you must be a fucking lunatic that loves to watch the stuff. It's idiots crashing their cars. Of course I'm going to watch them. However, the one I hate the most is Twitter or X or whatever Elon Musk decides to call that shit show this week. I adopted Twitter, and yes, I'm calling it Twitter very late in life. And it seemed like a good idea at the time. But recently I've noticed how it evolved into a blood pressure raising anxiety generator that it is now. I reside in Great Britain, where I get to live in first person the level of shameless corruption and lack of the tiniest common decency from our current snob, silver spoon fed fuckwads running the country. I don't need a constant reminder every time I scroll down my Twitter feed of how Brexit is ruining the country, how our beaches are literally full of shit, or how the rich in power have an agenda to continue getting themselves and their millionaire friends richer. So I turn to my Mexican feed looking for some nostalgia from my youth. And what do I find? tweets and tweets of people showcasing the decline of what used to be a progressive country and is now going full speed ahead to authoritarianism in the hands of a so-called president whose legacy will be a country of poor, ignorant people, completely dependent on the crumbs they receive from their rulers, but only if they vote for them again. Did I mention I'm also Italian? I only have Italian citizenship. Well, dearie, that doesn't stop me from the depression I get from seeing my adoptive country in the hands of neo-fascists that would make my wife's grandfather turn in his grave. Fuck! Maybe I have too many passports. Maybe I should be more careful who I follow on Twitter. Maybe Twitter is not a bad thing, as it has opened my eyes to the fact that we live in dystopian times and we need to start doing something about it before the whole fucking world burns. In any case, I still hate the way Twitter makes my blood boil, forcing me to take respite in my Facebook and YouTube short videos and swipe until my fingers bleed looking for any sign of decency left in this world, which in this day and age means comedians talking to themselves. And cat videos. Well, you gotta love cat videos. And I gotta love your rant there, Ricardo. Thank you for sharing. But with all of your... with all your nationalities, it was just, you know, the thing is you got to stop it. There's that thing. It's like, there's a hook to it all. That's for sure. And they certainly have tapped into it. And we're like those pigeons who were punching to get a pellet out of, to get some food, whatever it's called, that reinforcement that's occurs only occasionally. And that's what happens here. That's what I think is the hook. That's what we find addictive, and certainly pigeons do. And a lot of the times I feel that our brain is no bigger than a pigeon's. But thank you, Ricardo. Just try to stay away from it, you know, in order for your sanity to kind of restore itself. And it's tough. I get it. I mean, I read these... responses I get on Twitter, or, you know, on something else, but it's mostly Twitter that I read it on. And I read, you know, what people have to say about my special, and I make myself insane. They say things that are just, you know, mean things. And I read them like I'm reading a review in the New York Times, like when I, you know, like they're reviewing a major play of mine. And I'm looking at it going, oh, my God, really? I suck that badly? and then it takes me like a little time to get over it. And then I have to get over not wanting to respond because they didn't really pay attention. I've got to stop. It was good that you shared, Ricardo. I'm just trying to share with you that it's a road to madness. I've been there. Try to take the path less taken, the one that just allows you to take a nap. All righty. Take care. Thanks. A rant has come our way from someone who refers to themselves as an objective thinker. I think some of you are going to respond to this, and certainly a different point of view. And I've always asked anyone with another point of view to send it in. And I will do my best to read it, and I will be reading it now. Sometimes I have to go, nope, this has gone too far, but, and I'm sure some people will be upset that I've read this, but, it's important to get these, thoughts out there and so that folks can respond. This rant is about trans people. Now, I, by and large, don't have an issue with them, but every time I turn around, they're always posting some sob story or they're up in arms about something. What they need to understand is that most of us don't give two fucks. We're just trying to live our lives as best we can. And what we don't need is another group of people trying to tell us how we should feel or what we should care about when we don't. Now, trans people, since you are forcing me to have an opinion, you need to understand some things. Firstly, you're not normal people. Okay, stop with the bullshit saying you are. You're fucking not, all right? No normal man wants to be a woman, and most women, okay, like the idea of being a man, but they'd rather stay a woman. The minute you come to terms with that, the better we will all be. Secondly, stop trying to insult our intelligence. You were Tom today and Tammy tomorrow, and you want us to take you seriously? You're joking. Look, I'm a black man, and at no point, no matter how much I would like to, can I tell you that I identify as a white man. The real world doesn't work that way. It doesn't revolve around you, so stop trying to act like it does. Lastly, you guys need a thicker skin. A lot of people feel the same way that I do. It's going to be an uphill battle for a very long time. I should know the black community is still fighting that battle. You live your life how you want to, and if you identify as a man or woman of the opposite sex, I can respect that. But understand this, unless you've gotten the surgery, I don't care if you identify as a woman. If you, with your whole dick, try and go into the bathroom with my wife and daughter, then we're going to have a whole problem. Capiche? Other than that, live your life. Okay, objective thinker, I think there may be a whirlwind coming back at you, and I would certainly take a little bit of an exception. And it also ends with thanks, an objective thinker. I'm sorry I didn't put that in there. But thank you for sharing what is I don't believe that most women like the idea of being a man. I don't think that's true. What they'd like to be is, I think, and more importantly, is to have all of the rights and privileges that men do and not have to fight for it and listen to all sorts of bullshit as they continue their struggle. And as you said, as a black man, you've continued your struggle. It's kind of interesting that there's not more empathy with their struggle. The bathroom thing is a whole other issue, too. So thanks for throwing that all into the mix. And I await the responses. And if there are none, so be it. Thank you very much, my objective thinker. I've received this from, and I think I'm pronouncing this correctly, Peter, and I apologize if I'm not, Peter Buback. I think you're going to enjoy this. And if not, write back, okay? Don't sit there and go, I can't believe you're reading this stuff, because it's not going to give it, you know, just write in your own opinion, and I will sit here and read it. I do when they come in. So don't sit there and whine. Sit down and write. I hate how homophobic and transphobic assholes complain about the term phobia, because they say they aren't afraid. Well, bullshit. These ignorant cowards are terrified that they don't get to define the word normal, and they need to exclude as many people that they don't understand whilst oddly obsessing over their genitals. Plus, the narrative that trans people are just confused is painfully stupid. And in fact, the opposite. They know who they are, and they might want to make some changes to feel better about the person that they are. These transphobic losers are confused by it, and it makes them angry for no rational reason. And then the grossest looking dudes want to inspect genitals and decide what level of feminine beauty gets to use public restrooms. Fuck that stupid, ignorant hate and pathetic fear. Okay, Peter, you got it out there. I think, hopefully I did it justice. And because I know you wanted to get that anger out there, and I certainly did. And if you are pissed at Peter for expressing this opinion, not pissed at Peter, but pissed at the opinion, stop being pissed at the person. You know, you can be pissed at the opinion. Can't be pissed at the person. Stop it. All right? If we don't get along soon, the ball game's over, fucknuts. Jesus. It's so stupid. But thanks, Peter. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salter. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.